Week 5, day 1, Hosea 1 through 3. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go take to yourself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord." So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter, and the Lord said to him, "Call her name No Mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all, but I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God, and I will not save them by bow or by sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen." When she had weaned No Mercy, she conceived and bore a son, and the Lord said, "Call his name Not My People, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the day where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.' And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint for themselves one head. And they shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Say to your brothers, 'You are my people,' and to your sisters, 'You have received mercy.' Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she put away her whoring from her face and her adultery from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and make her as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness, and make her like a parched land, and kill her with thirst. Upon her children also I will have no mercy, because they are children of whoredom. For their mother has played the whore. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. For she said, 'I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore I will hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her, so that she cannot find her paths. She shall pursue her lovers, but not overtake them. She shall seek them, but she shall not find them. Then she shall say, 'I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now.' And she did not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil, and who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore I will take back my grain in its time, and my wine in its season, and I will take away my wool and my flax, which were to cover her nakedness. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one shall rescue her out of my hand. And I will put an end to all her mirth, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her appointed feasts. And I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, of which she said, 'These are my wages, which my lovers have given me,' and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the fields shall devour them. And I will punish her for the feast days of the Baals, when she burned offerings to them, and she adorned herself with rings and jewelry, and went after her lovers, and forgot me, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she will answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. And in that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal, for I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be remembered by name no more. And I will make for them a covenant on that day with the beasts of the fields, the birds of the heavens, and the creeping things on the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, the war from the land, and I will make you lie down in safety. And I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. And in that day I will answer, declares the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth, and the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have mercy on No Mercy, and I will say to Not My People, 'You are my people,' and he shall say, 'You are my God.'" And the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisin. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lethek of barley. And I said to her, you must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore or belong to another man. So will I also be to you. For the children of Israel shall dwell many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or pillar, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear to the Lord, to his goodness in the latter days. Love That Frees Us by Carissa Plum. We often look at Hosea as a prophetic hero, and as Christians may even place ourselves in his role. But the truth is, all of us have been or will be Gomer at some point. This is especially true for me. As someone who now leads ministries at our church, many would assume I identify with Hosea. Yet for many years, I lived the reality of Gomer. When my husband Zach and I started dating, I was still seeing and sleeping with my ex-boyfriend. Just typing or even saying that now is deeply embarrassing and shameful, but I want to lead from a place of vulnerability and boast in my weakness. The person I was 18 years ago is not who I am today. The transformation is only possible because of the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ and because of the loving, steady, and unrelenting faithfulness of my husband. I used to wonder why God gave me someone like Zach. He was, and still is, pure-hearted and sincerely seeking the Lord, while I was jaded by the church, hurt by Christian hypocrisy, and had decided to shelve my faith until I was done with my, quote, worldly fun. We were living very different lives, yet early in our relationship, it was clear to both of us that we were meant to be together. So why did God give me a Gomer, a man like Zach? There are many reasons, but one that stands out is this. God's grace and mercy are greater than our sin. I used to read the Old Testament and not understand the Israelites. I judged them, called them lazy, complaining, forgetful, selfish, and disloyal. I judged Gomer, believing she wasn't worthy of Hosea. It wasn't until I realized I was an Israelite, I was Gomer, and that I understood the freedom that is found in God through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. There was still natural consequences for my betrayal, just as there were for Israel and Gomer. Today's reading speaks to this, but throughout the Old Testament, we see that when God's people repent and return to him, he is quick to forgive. He remains faithful even when they are not. God's heart is clear. He desires his people to call him husband, not master. Hosea 2:15 through 23, he longs to pour out his love and blessings on them, even in the middle of their rebellion. Zach reflected this heart to me, and in doing so, his balance of grace and justice reshaped my view of Christianity. It was the turning point in my life, and since then, I've been in full pursuit of Jesus Christ. No one is too far gone, not you and not me, and whoever you relate to in today's reading, know this, Jesus loves you and he is for you. Question 1. When have you found yourself identifying more with Gomer than Hosea in your faith journey? Question 2. In what ways has God used people in your life, like Zach for Carissa, to reflect his steady faithfulness? Commit to reaching out to at least one of them this week and share how God used them in your story. Question 3. How does Hosea's story challenge or reshape the way we view people in our lives who are far from God, and what would it look like to reflect his faithful love to them? Daily prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the way that you pursue each one of us and that the redeeming grace of Jesus makes us right before you. Help me to extend that same grace to people in my life who may not deserve it and to be aware of my own shortcomings in areas where I need to repent. Amen.